Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
I think it's a big temptation, especially when times are troubling and distressing, to be looking for the escape. It's all over. Yay. Free of pain. No, that's not the way it's going to work. It's going to be about Him, looking for Him, not the rapture. Looking to Him, glorifying Him with your thoughts about it. It's not about an exit. It's about an entrance.
The reason I never went there particularly that I wanted as an escape, when I got into the Word for years, looking at the rapture and reading Watchman Nee, and I found out that I searched the Scriptures and I came up with the fact that the rapture takes place before the tribulation falls on the earth and that you will escape all that. That's so clear in the Scripture that just because you call yourself a Christian, or maybe even if you're born again, you won't necessarily go up there in the rapture, because it is a conditional promise. And that conditional was what captured me with desire and curiosity and commitment to find out what is it. And He gives us the prayer. Don't be drunk. Don't be on all this, lest you don't get it. You don't get into the rapture. You have to become worthy of the rapture. So I never got into the mindset of just its escape. Oh no, it's not a promise that you can get on the flying car and get out. It's an offer that you can make yourself of a sort who will be in this. And then I found Watchman Nee. He saw the same thing I did, and there's so many others who say different. Watchman Nee had the same, it's called pre-trib, and why. So it encouraged me to know that I was right, even though I discovered it on my own, but it's so clear in the Scripture. If you just do, or if you're just reading, you can find it. It's like He's given the key. He's given the door open, and all we have to do is become worthy by His grace. And it says, I think the Scripture says, worthy and able. So I'd love to see us corporately take this all up and ask the Lord to show us His return and how to do that and how to live that. And I believe this information, this truth, I'll call it, because I believe it's so scriptural, this truth is the need of the hour. The church has got all messed up with this because of the very thing you said. Here comes the escape. Mm-mm. That won't get you in.
Okay, so here's something interesting about that. The escape mentality, those that would be looking for the escape, are not those that are willing to pay the cost.
Oh my goodness, how true, John.
So if you focus on it as
saving your life, yeah, and you will lose it.
Absolutely. So if that's your bent, is an escape hatch, then you can guarantee that you're not one that would be willing to pay the price, because, you know, you're not escaping pain and suffering and work, because in order to get into that rapture, that's what you have to go through.
Oh, brilliant.
You have to, you have to have the work. You have to have the pain and the suffering. It's a cross. You're not
dying.
You're not going to experience the rapture, the resurrection life, unless you have the cross, unless you've embraced your own personal cross that you've died.
Yeah. And lost your your life for him.
That's it. So,
that's so wonderful.
So it's not ripcord. You know, and then poof, oh, look.
Mm-hmm. And that's what many believe.
Yeah, exactly.
And I knew the scripture so clearly before I ever encountered that mindset. And then Watchman Nee, I think it's in his book on the kingdom. I need to go back and look at it.
But situationally, difficulty makes you, tempts you. Difficulty tempts you to want to pull a ripcord. It tempts you to say, this is too hard. I mm-hmm. want to escape.
I want the rapture to be what I want it to be.
I mean, that's, yeah, I mean, I told Joan just a second ago, I was like, that. I've had the, let's pull the cord, you know, this week, you know, but that's not the goal of all things. And your message that you did in Palestine, the bride is ready. See, this is why this message is so crucial. See, you've got a warfare message, you have a spirit message, and you have a bride message. And all three of these messages, I don't know the order, but I know that they're all ready to go, and they're for the end times.
And I can't do it. Can you imagine? I'm overwhelmed that I have these messages, and I've been trusted with the revelation. I've been trusted for years and years to be on it, and I can't do it. That does not qualify me to be able to do it. It's going to take a miracle.
I think,
and it's mostly already written. And if I need my material,
the bride is ready. Was Palestine? That was a long, long, long time ago.
Palestine.
When we went to Palestine, Texas.
Oh, okay. That okay. Now I'm thinking. I never went there. They didn't want me there.
Palestine. I'm sorry, Palestine,
right.
Texas.
I
don't remember what year that was. Anyway, but then the bride. So that was the bride is ready. The spirit and the wind was before I even came. It was right at the time that I was starting to come. Was the spirit and the wind? Mm-hmm. So it's 96, 90, 95, 96.
I could use someone. I don't know who it is or if there is. I could use someone to help me find what I've written. And you do a lot of that, Joan. Years and years ago. Well, he said, and John said it was before he came. 25 years ago. See, I don't remember it. I'll see. The one war is, it's the answer too. This not. Oh, we would have such power if we believed that Satan had no power.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.